Planning your trip with RTD is easy and convenient. Simply visit the RTD website at rtd-denver.com or app.rtd-denver.com to get started. The first step to planning your trip is by visiting the RTD website and by clicking on the Next Ride box located in the middle of the screen. You can also access Quick Trip Planning by clicking on the Plan a Trip box on the right side of the screen, but please note that this option doesn't allow you for the full customization of the trip planning tool. After you click on Next Ride, you're going to click on the Plan a Trip button, and then after that, you will be able to input your information like your starting address, destination, maximum walking distance, transfer time, and when you'd like to arrive or depart. A tip is to fill out all of the customization filters before you type in your origin and your destination. If you do plug in your origin and destination first, you'll notice that the customization feature will disappear, but that's okay. To get them back, simply click on the three vertically stacked lines to the right of the top text box and select Advanced Options. This will take you right back to the homepage where you can input your customization filters like walking distance, transfer times, and more. And then once you've filled out all of your information, click on the green Plan Trip button and you'll be given a list of potential trip options. This will just give you an overview of the trip, but if you would like to learn more about a trip, please click on it. And after you click on that, you will get an expanded list of trip details. It's helpful to print or screenshot this and bring it with you on your trip so you can easily remember which stop you need to get on and off at. And the trip planner will give you walking directions to each bus or train stop, but you may not find these to be super helpful. So if that's the case, simply type in your bus or train stop into any navigation app like Apple Maps, Google Maps to use those verbal and visual navigation tools. You'll also notice that there's a handful of different icons in the trip planner. You can scroll down to the bottom of this page and learn what some of them mean.